भगवान आत्माय सदसत रूपया चासु गुण मैया अगुण विभो सो हियर इज द इन्फॉर्मेशन ऑफ क्रिएशन द क्रिएशन इज फ्रॉम ए पर्सन not from the impersonal feature of the absolute source. Creation, there must be brain, otherwise how there is question of creation. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We have also creative power. So, as soon as there is question of creative power, there must be a brain behind the creation, and brain means a person. Creation cannot be possible from void or impersonal thing. We have several times discussed this point, that the government, this word appears to be impersonal. But actually, behind the government, there is a person, the president or the king, like that. So, this creation, cosmic manifestation, is possible through the creative power of the Supreme Person. Therefore, God cannot be impersonal. Impersonal feature is one of the manifestations of God. God must be a person. This is the conclusion. Saiva idam, this cosmic manifestation was created. In another place it is said, aham eva asam agre. Before creation, there was God, Krishna. And when this material creation will be finished, He will remain. Therefore, Krishna or God is not one of these created, material created things. That is admitted even by the staunchest impersonalist, Shankaracharya, Narayana Parah Abhaktyar, Bhakta Abhakta, this Mahatattva, from which this material cosmic manifestation is there, but Narayana Parah. Narayana is above. That means above this creation. Narayana or Krishna is not one of the products of this creation. Just like our existence, we are one of the products of this creation. The Narayana or Krishna is not one of the products of this material creation. Therefore, it is to be understood that Krishna's body is not material. But the Mahavadi philosophers, they think like that Krishna is God, but He has accepted a material body. This is Mahavadi philosophy. But how Krishna can accept a material body? Because He existed before the material creation. Another consideration is that even if we accept a material body, that is not material for Him. That is also spiritual. It appears to us as material, but that is spiritual. He has got multi energies, and because He is spirit, complete spirit, therefore His energies are also spiritual. Shakti Shakti Mato Abheda. There cannot be any distinction between the powerful and the power. So here it is clearly said that Sai Vidam Sasajagi Bhagavan Atmamayana. Bhagavan created by His energy. It is not that Bhagavan is finished after this creation. The Mahabharata philosophy is that everything is God, therefore there is no separate existence of God. That is impersonalism. But here it is said that Bhagavan, Atma Mayaya, He created this cosmic manifestation by His energy. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishtat. His full energy, even if he is taken away from him, is still, he is full, he is complete. He is not exhausted. Sai vidang sasajyagri bhagavana sumayam sadasat rupaya. The maya is displayed, maya means energy, that is displayed in two ways, material and spiritual. Material is asat and spiritual is hot. Asat means which does not exist permanently. Bhutta bhutta praliyata. It is created, again it is annihilated. Therefore, it is called sometimes asat. Asat means not false, but not permanent. So, this material creation is also manifestation of Krishna's energy, and there is another creation that is not creation, that is always existing, that is the spiritual world, Sanatana. Parastasmātu bhāva anya bhaktāt bhaktāt sanātana. That manifestation, that is internal potential. This is external potency. This material world is manifestation of the external potency of Krishna, whereas the spiritual world is the manifestation of his internal potency. Unfortunately, the modern advancement of education has no information what is that spiritual world. Yes, they have no information. They are concerned with this material world. That is also not perfectly. But there is spiritual world. Yadvakshyana nivattante taddhāma paramam mama. Krishna says, there is another manifestation of his internal potency, that is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Here, in this material world means it is not eternal, not blissful, and not full of knowledge. This is material. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, avidya karmasanga anya tritiya satyarishya. This manifestation of energy is full of ignorance. The nature of this world is called darkness, tamasi ma, jyotirgama. So, sadasat rupaya chasu guna, gunamai aguna. Krishna, when he is called aguna or nirguna, that means he is not affected by these material modes of nature. Above material nature. We are affected. We living entities, we are affected by the material modes of nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But Krishna is not affected. That is Krishna, difference between Krishna and ourselves. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is another instance. When Arjuna asked Krishna, Krishna said, imam vivasthati yogam praptaman aham abhyam. Krishna said that, first of all, I narrated this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. So, in order to clear this matter, Arjuna inquired from him, my dear Krishna, we are born very recently. How is that you narrated this yoga system to the sun god? Arjuna, of course, knew everything, but in order to clear our doubts, he raised this question. And Krishna answered that you were also present at that time, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. So this is another proof that Krishna's body does not change. Krishna, when he comes, when he appears, he comes in his original spiritual body. Therefore, Krishna has warned that abhijananti man mura. The Mayavadi philosophers who think that Krishna has accepted a material body, they are described as mura. They are not sufficient knowledge. Param bhava abhijananta. They do not know what is the power behind Krishna. So, Krishna creates. Before creation, aham adihi divanam, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said. Divanam, first of all, Brahma was created. Then other great sages were created. Then other demigods were created. But Krishna says, aham adihi divanam. Therefore, he is not a created being of this material world. We have to consider in that way. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prapattate. Vedanta sutta janmadasya jata. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Iti matya bhajanti imam buddha bhava samanni. One who knows Krishna, the supreme, adi purusham, adyam purana purusham, Navajau Vananta. His knowledge is perfect. If one thinks Krishna as one of the products of this material world, then his knowledge is imperfect. He is still in the darkness of this material creation. So, those who are in the darkness of this material creation, they consider Krishna as one of the human beings. As a great scholar says, when Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jajimang namaskuru, the scholar points out that it is not to Krishna. It is up to the inner soul, which is within Krishna. There is no within and without Krishna. Krishna, as we have got difference between within and without, Krishna has no such difference. And though one who does not know, such person thinks Krishna as one of the products of material creation. That is not the fact. Sai vidam sasajyagri bhagavana samayaya sadasat rupaya chasu gunamai aguna bihu. Bihu. He is bihu. We are anu. That is the difference. Krishna is bihu, unlimited. We are limited. So we cannot be equal to Krishna. The Mahavad philosophy that there is no difference between jiva and Bhagavan. There is sufficient difference. He is bibhu. We are anu. Anu raniyang mahato maya. He is the greatest of the great. And he is the smallest also. So Krishna cannot be equal. Nobody can be equal to Krishna or greater than Krishna. Krishna is asamartha. Nobody can be equal or greater than Krishna. Everyone is below Krishna. That is expressed in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Ekola Ishara Krishna Arsa Bhita. Only Krishna is the Supreme Master. Ekola Ishara Krishna Arsa Bhita. Sivavrinchi Nutam. Even great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they also subordinate to Krishna. They offer their obeisances to Krishna. Shivabhinchi Nutam. And in the Brahma Sanghita it is confirmed by Brahma, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara. Everyone can be called Ishara. Ishara means contours. So, we are also controller of something. A businessman is controller of his business. I am controller of my disciples. There are so many controllers. So, in that sense, everyone is Ishara, in the sense of controller. But Lord Brahma says, Ishara Parama Krishna, the supreme controller. The supreme controller is Krishna. What is the difference between supreme controller and ordinary controller? Ordinary controller means that he controls and he is controlled, both. We are controller, but nobody can say that I am not controlled. We are controlled. But Krishna, he is controller, but not controlled. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. So we cannot be equal with Krishna. We are controlled. I think in Glasgow, one boy, he was presenting himself as God. So I asked him whether you are controlled or not controlled. He admitted, yes, I am controlled. Then how can be God? God is never controlled. God is controller, but he is not controlled. So if we take ourselves as so many samples of God, that is all right. But we are controlled God, not controller God. So, that statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekola Ishara Krishna, Arsa Bhritta, Jare Jaiche Nataye Se Taiche Kare Nitta. We are controlled in every moment. So Krishna is Vibhu, we are Anu. Never consider that we are equal to Krishna. That is a great offense. That is called Maya. That is the last layer of Maya. Actually, we have come to this material world to become one with Krishna. We thought that we shall become like Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakor. Pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. Because we wanted to become one with Krishna, to compete with Krishna. Therefore, we are put into this material world. Maya tare japotiya dhare. And here in this material world, it is going on. Everyone is trying to become Krishna. That is Maya. Everyone. First of all, let me become a big man, then let me become the minister, let me become the president. In this way, when everything fails, then let me march into the existence of God, that may let me become God. This is why. This is material, struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to become Krishna. But our philosophy is different. We do not want to become Krishna. We are trying to become Krishna's servant. That is the difference between Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us how to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayo dasa dasa dasanu dasa. The one, the person who is the lowest of the servant of Krishna, he is first class Vaishnava. He is first class Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore teaches us Tinadapi Sunitina Tarorapi Sahishna Omanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is the Vaishnava philosophy. We are trying to be servant. We don't identify with anything material. As soon as we identify with anything material, we become under the clutches of Maya. Krishna Bhulya, because as soon as I forget my relationship with Krishna, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. That is the eternal identification of the living entity, to remain servant of Krishna. As soon as he forgets it, that is Maya. As soon as I think that I am Krishna, that is Maya. That Maya means this Maya, illusion, can be rejected by advancement of knowledge. That is Jnani. Jnani means this is real knowledge, to understand his real position. This is not knowledge, that I am equal to God, I am God. This is not knowledge. I am God, but I am sample of God. But the Supreme God is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Arjuna accepted Krishna like that. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavittam, Paramam Bhava. Parabrahma. We may become Brahma. We are Brahma. There is no question of becoming. Aham Brahmasmi, this is not very difficult to understand. Because I am spirit soul, so I am Brahma. That's all right. But I am not Parabrahma. That is ignorance. I am not Parabrahma. If anyone thinks that he is Parabrahma, then it must be understood that he is under the clutches of Maya. That it is last layer of Maya. Therefore, Krishna says that when one actually becomes knowledgeable, cognizant, he surrenders. Bhavanam janvanam antik janaman mangs prabhadyat. That is real knowledge. So, advancement of knowledge means to understand his real position and act accordingly. That is knowledge. That is perfection of knowledge. Simply to understand that I am Brahma is not perfection. You have to still go further. Simply to understand that I am Brahma, I have now realized myself as Brahma, that is not perfection of knowledge. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. One who becomes realized soul, self-realized, he becomes immediately, perfectly joyful. Because our all lamentation is due to our material identification. Sochati kankha. We are simply lamenting for our loss and we are simply hankering for some gain. This is material activities. Everyone is struggling to gain something which he does not possess. And is lamenting for something he says he has lost. But when he realizes himself that I have nothing to gain and nothing to lose, I have nothing to do with this material, that is called Brahma-bhuta. That is Brahma-realization. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma. Na sochati na kaam. Samasarvesu-bhutis. At that time he realizes that all living entities, they are spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshina. That is equal vision, not the bodily vision. So long we have got bodily vision, there cannot be any equality. That is not possible. When one sees only to the spiritual existence of our living entity, then there is question of seeing equally, equal vision, universal brotherhood. That is possible. Not on the bodily platform. That is not possible. So, after acquiring this knowledge, the life of devotional service begins. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakaankati samasarvesu bhutesu madbhakti lavate para. That is the point. And in that stage of devotional life, one can understand what is Krishna. Bhakta mama vijanati javan jaschami Krishna. Tattva. That is tattva to understand. In another place it is said, in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Even prasanna manasu bhagavata bhakti yogata. Unless one becomes jubilant, joyful, by executing devotional service, he cannot understand what is Krishna. It is not possible. So understand superficially Krishna, that he appeared in Mathura, in his uncle's prison house. That is also nice. But once you try to understand Krishna in fact, that fact can be revealed by devotional service. You cannot challenge Krishna. Krishna will reveal. Sevanmukhi hi jivhado svamaiva spuratva. If we become sevanmukh, if we try to serve Krishna as eternal servant of Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself what he is. You cannot understand Krishna by speculation, by mental speculation. That is not possible. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavi Grahyam Idriya. By sense perception you cannot understand Krishna. That is not possible. There are many version of the saintly person. Just like Narottamdas Thakur says, Rupa Raghu Natho Pade Hoive Akuti Kabe Hamo Bujhavo Se Jugalapit. A saintly person, Acharya, like Narottamdas Thakur, he says that when I shall be very much eager to understand the path of the six Goswamis, Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmui Das, we cannot understand Krishna unless we have submitted ourselves under the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to understand Krishna in this way. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But by the grace of the Goswamis, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we can understand Krishna. Athāpi tīvīva padām bujaddhaṁ prasāda līkhāna grhīta evahi jānāti tattaṁ nacāna ekopi chirāṁ vichinna. Panthās, there are many sāstic evidences. Panthās koti satavastha sampradam bāyūra thāpi manaso munipangavāna. So, by speculation we cannot understand Krishna. That is not possible. By mental speculation, we cannot understand Krishna. We have to understand Krishna as Krishna says, or Krishna's devotee says, the Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Then we can understand how this cosmic manifestation is created, who created, how it is created, everything will be clear. This is the beginning of such understanding. Sairidam sasabhyagri bhagavan atamaya. Sadasat rupaya chasu gunamaya aguno vibhu. So, Krishna is transcendental. His position is always transcendental. Even though he appears before us, still he is transcendental. This is understanding of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.